At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Let's start using cutting-edge Warp Speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at MobileMobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well,
non-brand
service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to MobileMobile.io. That's MobileMobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
You are listening to a renowned safety expert, Dr. Jay Allen. Dr. Jay Allen on Safety FM. This episode of the broadcast and the podcast is brought to you by Safety Focus Moment. They're consultants that want to help you get the safety culture you've been looking for. For more information, go to safetyfocusmoment.com.
Hello and welcome to Safety FM. This is Jay Allen. Today we're going to have a discussion about Safety FM Mini Episode 24. Seems like there's been a lot of confusion about that one.
You are listening to a renowned safety expert, Dr. Jay Allen, on Safety FM. Changing safety cultures. One broadcast and one podcast at a time. Join the fun on social media and find us on Facebook at Safety FM.
You know, I sit here today and I kind of chuckle. I remember many, many years ago, I actually read a book that was called Controversy Creates Cash. And it's by a gentleman by the name of Eric Bischoff. And when I read that book, I thought it was interesting. I was much younger at the time. And it talked about how anything that you can do that causes controversy is going to generate revenue, good, bad, or indifferent. Now, I have to tell you, with Safety FM Mini 24, that was not the intent. Now, I will tell you, I've had several people contact me via either email, social media, text messaging about that particular episode. And here's the funny part. There's some people that are going back and forth with me about episode 24, which is the mini, about what its title. And the title was, Why is Safety So Boring? Now, I'm going to tell you, some of the people that did respond to that particular episode, I can tell you, did not listen to the podcast, read the title for sure, got upset, got offended, and then decided to proceed forward. So if you listen to the episode, you'll realize that what the episode was around, it was talking about putting out a challenge of trying to make the profession better. And I was particularly going after large organizations that put out safety podcasts, talking about the whole aspect of don't make it sound so boring and don't make it sound like you're recording it inside of the bathroom. So it wasn't like the intent behind it was, yes, safety is boring. I'll tell you, I wouldn't have dedicated the majority of my career to being involved in safety if I considered that it was boring. I would have got out of it a long time ago. I enjoy on a weekly basis having the discussion about safety, especially on the podcast and the radio format, but I do it on a daily basis when it comes to organizations that I interact with. So I think that there might have been some misunderstanding on what I was trying to accomplish with the episode. So I'm not going to sit here and go, woe is me, and I'm so misunderstood, and nobody understands what I'm doing, and blah, 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 because that's not the case. So I know that that one caused a few people to get upset, and that was not the intent behind it. It's really just trying to make things better. And if I offended you by the title alone, I guess I apologize to some extent, but I just really wish you would have put everything into context. And I heard this a long time ago about context is king. So take a look, or in this case, take a listen to the context of the episode. And then let's have the understanding of what I was trying to inform you about with that. And what I'm going to do today, which is not a normal thing, is I'm going to actually dump the actual podcast of the mini into this large format podcast where you could take a listen to it. And then you tell me if you took it in the format of, hey, he's trying to offend the industry, the organization, because that wasn't the case. I mean, I just want you to take a listen to it. And then that way you can listen to the whole thing in context. And then we'll come back and, you know, have a brief conversation and go from there and see what we can come up with and see what you think. And I know that a while back there was an interview that I did with Ron Gant. Matter of fact, I think it did come out last week. And I spoke in that particular episode about how I don't listen to what the critics say. And I'll tell you, normally if somebody posts something on social media or anything to that extent, I don't tend to listen to it. But I have just been impressed with the amount of people that have reached out to me, mostly in the private setting, going, what were you thinking when I did it? And I'll tell you, if I release something out in public and you kind of talk to me in private, like, hey, I'm not going to discuss it. Probably not going to be one of those things that I do in regards to just keeping quiet. Because this is something that I put out into the general public. Now, if we were having a one-on-one conversation, entirely different. Anyways, that's a rant. Anyways, here I go. I'm going to let you listen to episode 24 of the mini, and then we'll come back and have a brief discussion.
Jay Allen on Safety FM.
Hello, and welcome to Safety FM Mini 24. So I have to tell you, I've been gone on vacation over the last 2 weeks. Really been taking a listen to a lot of safety podcasts. And the question came up, why is safety so boring? Yep, you heard me correctly. Why is safety so boring? So I have to tell you, I've listened to some of these very big national branded safety podcasts. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying everything that we actually have here at Safety FM is the best, but at the same time, man, I was listening to some of these podcasts and I sat there and I went, why do we make safety so boring? We want to attract outside listeners. We want to attract people to learn and to understand safety, but we want to do it in such a boring format that no one's going to care. And I'm going to tell you, I'm not going to sit here and name names of the organizations that are putting out some of these podcasts, but man, I have to tell you, some of them almost even put me to sleep. And I look at it and I go, we really need to realize that if we want to attract more listeners and we want to attract people into our profession, we cannot make safety so boring. So I'm not going to sit here and go, yes, everything that we play on Safety FM are the best podcasts in the business. But I'll tell you, some of them will definitely compete with some of the things that are out there. We have so many different variations of points of views on safetyfm.com and on safetyfm.live. And I'm not sitting here trying to trash the profession, but I'm sitting here going, I want to challenge the people in the profession and go, hey, if we want to attract new audience members, new people, we need to do something different. And I'm going to tell you, this old boring format of here's the rules and here's how it needs to be portrayed is not going to work. And then you have the people that want to take it to the other extreme that let's make safety so fun. And that's not it either. If you overdo it, people are not going to believe what you're trying to present. And yes, I get a lot of pushback from people that tell me, why does your stuff sound so much like a radio station? Well, that's kind of by design on how we've done it. Yes, I know that we play music on some of the podcasts and so on, but it really depends on what we're trying to attempt to do. All I want to do is expand the audience. I want to expand the profession. I want other people to hear what is going on inside of the safety realm. And maybe that's the standpoint. Maybe that's what we need to look at differently. Maybe that's the approach that we need to take and start looking at it more along the lines of, opposed to it being a scorecard, maybe we need to take a look at it more along the lines of, we're taking care of people. We're taking care of it from a standpoint that we want to make sure the people get home and they're okay, opposed to making a boring podcast, a boring presentation of, here are our numbers and here is what we need to do to proceed forward. The other thing, going back to the podcast aspect, if you make the sound of your podcast like you're recording it inside of the bathroom, probably not the best thing to release. I'm not picking on people. I just want to help. Anyways, sorry about going off on the rant, but I just really think that some of our industry professionals and large organizations can do a lot better in regards to the presentation that they're doing for safety in a podcast, in an audio format, sending it forward. Anyways, that's my two cents in regards of where I see things are going wrong in our current industry. Anyways, I have been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen, and until next time, be safe.
Safety FM, changing safety cultures, one broadcast and one podcast at a time.
So let's see, that was it. I don't understand how that came across as insulting to some, because that was definitely not the intention. But I wanted to point out exactly that way you could have the full context in case you didn't listen to episode 24 and you had to listen to what had occurred. And when I say 24, I'm talking about episode mini 24. So I just want to make sure that I was touching base and everybody understood exactly the point of view that I was trying to give at the time. If you misunderstood it, I apologize. But now I believe we can proceed forward, understanding that I want to put out the challenge that we make what we present better. And that goes for every safety professional inside of the industry. Don't make it boring. Keep in mind that we are essentially evangelists when it comes to safety. And we are evangelizing about safety because people can't touch it, can't feel it, can't see it. So I don't think that I did anything out of the ordinary. Anyways, that's it. I will not be bringing up this subject once again unless somebody that I'm interviewing actually mentions it. But I think that this kind of should round off that whole conversation. Wanted to make sure that we touched base on that. Anyways, I hope you've been enjoying all the episodes here at Safety FM and all the different subject matters that we talk about. Anyways, if you are following us on social media, anywhere from Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, you have seen that we have recently hired Steve Sisson. He will be the new Chief Strategic Officer for Safety FM. You'll see a lot more coming out in regards of conversations with Steve and kind of what the strategy is behind on what we're going to accomplish here at Safety FM. And then we'll talk more to Steve as we go forward in regards of the different strategic plans that he has and just really want the audience to hear what we have planned going forward with Safety FM. I'm extremely excited about Steve joining Safety FM / Safety Focus Moment. So it's really exciting times in regards to what we're going to be doing going forward. Anyways, that's all I have for now. I have a couple interesting interviews coming up over here over the next few weeks. So we'll go ahead and have those panned out for you. If you have a chance, make sure that you do come by our radio streaming service, and that's at safetyfm.live. Or you could always come to our website at safetyfm.com. The very top yellow banner, if you click on it, that will go into the live setting. And like I always say, if you do get a chance, go by to your favorite podcatcher, click on subscribing to the actual podcast and leave a review. And if you have made it out to our safetyfm.live scenario and listen to our radio format, are you enjoying the different episodes that are on there? We have different shows and different programming. We actually have the pre-accident investigation with Dr. Todd Conklin, insights into your safety culture with Dr. Tim Ludwig, and the accidental safety pro with Jill James. And of course, my show is airing on there also. So if you get a chance, take a listen to us here and there at safetyfm.live and safetyfm.com. Anyways, for now, I have been your safety manager and host, And until next time, be safe.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
SafetyFM.com.
So do you feel like you're missing out on what everyone is starting to do now, that live streaming thing, and you don't know where to start or what to do? I have the resource and the information to provide to you in regards on how you can stream onto 40 social media platforms all at one time. Yes, that's 440 social media platforms all at one time. All you'll need to do is go to safetyfm.com/one. That's safetyfm.com/one. That's O-N-E. So just in case, and you'll be able to start live streaming just like you're hearing people starting to do right now, up to 40 social media platforms.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.